David, you must be very disappointed.
Yeah, shocked at the level of performance that we gave today. I certainly didn't expect this, and we understand when you come to away grounds, you have to be better, you have to do the basics, and I don't think we've done that today.
Do you think you missed the likes of Waterworth, Nazire, and Zynga?
Again, it's a hard one to say in hindsight. You know, you always want a fully fit squad, so to miss some of the level of attacking players that we had missing tonight is disappointing, but again, we still have enough players on the pitch, on the bench, to come on, to start, to make an impact, to make a good impression, and enough players on the pitch didn't do that.
And the two goals, one from a corner and one from our own corner, must be disappointing especially.
Yeah, again, we need to do better at our set plays, for and against. We didn't look as much even as a threat tonight from our own set plays, which normally when you come down away ground like this, you might need the set play to give you a foothold in the game. We didn't get that tonight, but to concede the two goals, obviously. Another two preventable goals, which we'll look at. We spoke to our players that we're conceding far too many soft goals at the minute. And when you concede soft goals, then ultimately at the end of the day, you make it difficult to try and find a way back in the game, and we couldn't find a way today.
And just thinking back a couple of years, we lost down at Ards in quite similar circumstances. Are you hoping the same effect will follow this?
I'm hoping so early in this season, it might be the kick up the backside that we need as a group to realise that first and foremost, when you represent Linfield, you have to, you know, basically empty the tank. I don't think we emptied the tank today. I don't think we worked hard enough. We didn't pick up enough second balls, the ugly balls, the scrap balls. And again, you know, credit to Warren Point, they worked hard, which they always do against us, and we find our way back up the road with nothing in the points locker.
And Chris Jones pulled up in the warm up, 18-year-old David Walsh in for his debut. If there's one positive today, surely that he did his job.
Absolutely, I wouldn't disagree with that. I thought David was more than capable. We always know that he's more than capable, and again, just his all round presence today, he was a game, and now you're so the emotion straight after the game, you're disappointed. But when I look back and I watch the game, and probably speak to Johnny Williamson, the goalkeeping coach, who's done a magnificent job with him, that, you know, we had no hesitation as soon as Chris went up. It's not ideal, certainly 15 minutes before the start of the game. But, you know, fair play to Walsh. I thought he certainly done himself any amount of credit, good credit, for going forward.
And just finally, Cliftonville at home next week. You'll expect and hope for a response from today?
Yeah, no, I won't hope. I'll expect us to be better. We'll get back to work on Monday night, and we'll have a look at the list of casualties that we missed today, and hopefully we'll have one or two back. But again, Cliftonville always pose a difficult challenge. We know the history of both sides. Obviously, it's a Belfast derby, so we look forward to it, and we'll make sure that we're better for Cliftonville next week.
Cheers, David.
All right, Jamie.